Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Dan Gratch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. It's almost snowbird season here, and most snowbirds, or you, depending on who you are, come down to escape the cold up north.
But not Roberta Walker. Several times a year, she makes her way from Canada to the Carlin Mobile Home Park in Davie.
Here's her letter from Carlin Park.
Carlin Park is the kind of place that moves to its own rhythm. The birds wake up early, and the ice cream truck drives by every afternoon at supper time. There may be a few sirens, but for me there's something else I hear. It's a certain rhythm of life. The kind that makes me roll my R's and talk with my hands.
Hola, señora.
People sit outside and conversations float through the air, just like in a barrio. It's certainly not the sound of my everyday life back in Ottawa, but it definitely tells me I'm home.
Pío, 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 cuando tiene hambre, cuando tiene frío.
Mimi and I have been singing that nursery rhyme since I was a child. She grew up in Colombia and was my nanny the whole time I was growing up in New Jersey. My parents were American, but as kids we grew up in Mimi's world. We spoke Spanish at home, ate arroz con pollo, and learned that real life takes place mostly in the kitchen. I love being in Mimi's kitchen. There's always something cooking on the stove, and the telenovelas playing in the background. And somebody's always dropping by for a visit. But my husband says I'm a different person when I speak Spanish, and that person comes alive when I'm here. But now, to get to Mimi's kitchen, I've got to go to Carlin Park Mobile Home in Davie. Like so many other Americans in the 70s and 80s, Mimi had a retirement dream, and that was to buy a piece of land in Florida and put up a mobile home. It all started with her friend Carmen. So Carmen found a place in Florida where she could buy three lots in a row. One for Mimi, one for herself, and the other for her sister. She's had the same neighbors for 28 years, so they're like family. So what's for lunch?
Arroz con gandules, sal and pan roast.
That's Magdalena Rivera.
En plátano.
Another friend of Mimi's who moved from New Jersey to Florida and is part of this tight Latino group of friends who live nearby. Over the years, I've gotten to know the neighbors because Mimi's kitchen's kind of a hub.
You know, everybody just comes by and sees what everybody's doing and... We're in a housing development, they'll peek at you, but you don't get to know your neighbors.
Ray's the kind of guy who looks after his neighbors. He lives on the next block, next door to his mom.
It's a lot like going camping. You know, everybody goes outside, and that's just the way it is out here.
And I know whenever Mimi needs work on her place, I can count on Ray. That's the kind of thing that makes me feel like I'm in a village. That's Miguel. He always says grace before a meal. And Mimi feels there's lots to be thankful for. She's 95 now, and Miguel and Magdalena have moved in to help her around the house. But she tells me things are starting to change in the neighborhood. She says sometimes it scares her. Like when the police found weapons stashed in her garden. When I hear that, it makes me wonder how safe it is for a 95-year-old woman living in this neighborhood. So I went looking for answers to my questions and found Giovanni Moss. As director of housing and community development for the town of Davie, he thinks about these problems every week.
In Davie, we have two types of mobile homes, I think. Housing of choice and housing of last resort to a certain extent. So I think some of the mobile homes that people live and own their mobile homes is housing of choice.
That's Mimi's situation for sure.
You know, they've chosen that lifestyle. They can't afford a home or they don't want a home, but they want to have a yard, have pets, you know, have the luxury of having their own area.
But why does he call it housing of last resort?
Well, typically a lot of people that, you know, because of credit issues, sometimes criminal background issues, can't find housing in other areas. Either they can't buy a home, they can't get into a rental apartment. In some cases, you have people that are moving in with a lot of baggage, and they bring that to the community. So people that have been there for 30 plus years, used to having certain kind of neighbors, that can change.
Todo se acaba, solo Dios hace al hombre feliz. Aleluya, gloria a Dios.
And despite the problems, Mimi's thankful for the good luck she's had in her life. She feels her house is blessed. And believe me, in these older mobile homes, all you have is luck when a hurricane strikes. All you can do is go to a friend's house, watch the telenovelas, and let the storm blow over. In 2005, Hurricane Wilma landed a direct hit on Carlin Park. Mimi and most of her friends followed the evacuation order. As soon as it was safe enough to go back in, I went to check on Mimi's place. It was a mess in there. Oh my gosh, I can remember that the huge trees had been ripped out and what used to be Mimi's neighbor's house had been crushed under a tree. I could hardly breathe when I walked up to her place, but there it was, untouched. She says she thanks God for her good luck. You know, I've been coming here for more than 20 years, and I've never bought an ice cream from that truck. But it sure is part of the rhythm of life here. I come more often now, because Mimi's getting older, and she's had some pretty serious health problems. And her casita is more important to her than ever. It's her life now. And you know, I realize it's kind of become home for me too. Home to the Hispanic part of me. And even though I don't have a drop of Hispanic blood, the Latin rhythm lives in me, kind of like a heartbeat. For Under the Sun, I'm Roberta Walker.
This song you're hearing is called Alele. It's by the Miami band Suenalo Sound System.
You can see photos of Roberta Walker and her former nanny Mimi at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman.